Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you a question. Shoot. What's your favorite part about doing the podcast?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question. That's a tough one.
Okay. Favorite soup?
I'm going to go with chicken. Some sort of chicken. Chicken broth. Chicken. You know, is it noodle? No. Is it rice? No.
What about like wild rice?
Wild rice might be better, but I'll make my own soup with just vegetables, chicken, mm-hmm. and broth.
What kind of vegetables?
Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Celery can be good.
Right.
Sometimes mushrooms.
How about some onions?
Hate onions.
Really?
They make me, lately they give me a
lot. Tummy bubbles.
Tummy bubbles. Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Really good.
I heard that. Yo, I heard that shit.
Hey, bud. What is happening, man? How are you?
What are you looking at me like that for?
Why am I looking at you like that for?
Yes, sir.
Because.
Scaremaster, what's going on, buddy? You gaining weight?
No, I'm losing.
I mean, losing weight.
Losing a lot of weight.
Because yeah, you are. You're training.
Well, Perry, and then today he's told not to go over to What the Huck to pick up anything before a certain time.
I went, got there at 6.
All right, well, no, you didn't, because you were here at 6:02. So you didn't go there at 6.
Excuse me.
Okay, well, excuse me. That's what I have with him. I don't want you to fuck it up again. So when I say don't go there until 6, don't go there till 6. And then when I tell you that, and I try to tell you that, you tell me to fuck off and hang up the phone.
I didn't tell you to fuck off.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, I remember clearly.
Well, you always remember things clearly because you hate me.
There is some truth to that.
By the way, with What the Hucks tonight, I need to eat dinner. I seriously, seriously, seriously
need
to
eat some dinner. Let's bang this out, man. Let's bang this out, all right?
Because I haven't eaten.
Gotcha.
Okay. How many times you got to say the exact same thing?
I haven't eaten, and I am.
Okay. Again, you're saying it again.
I am hungry like a shark. I need to eat.
I'm hungry like a wolf.
Hey, you know what I see? What this sounds like? The song at the beginning of our podcast.
Yeah.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Secret.
It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. It's your old pal Don.
Hey, my name's Mo. Use it, don't lose it.
Use it, don't lose it. My name's Scary Perry, the king of Friday Night Comedy.
Scaremaster, what has been going on with pop culture in your own personal life, dude?
Why do you have to ask about my personal life? How about your personal life?
Well, you want to know. Okay, I will tell you what happened with my personal life.
What's going on with your personal
life? I ran over a screw coming out of Adam's. I went to Adam's house. He was blaming me. I brought this friend of mine over who works at...
You've got a friend?
He's not really a friend. He's the guy who wrote... He wrote me a prescription.
Oh, so you're talking to a doctor.
Yeah.
All right, an illegal doctor.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. He was hanging out with me at Adam's house. We're hanging out in the garage because Adam's always been sitting in the garage since the fire thing. And then, anyway, I backed out of his driveway and it was a big screwdriver screw. And then my tire got popped. And then Mr. Adams was all like, I got to get out of there because I drove into his garage.
Anyway. Okay, real quick about pop culture.
Okay, hold on.
They caught the motherfucker in Boston. 5:45 Pacific time, they caught the son of a bitch. He was hiding inside a boat in the backyard of somebody's house in some town in
the
Boston.
The boat was in the water?
No. The boat was in the backyard of a house.
Why'd you say water?
Water.
You said it three times.
Watertown.
Why don't you explain to everybody what you're talking about?
Watertown, Massachusetts is the name of the city. Watertown. Massachusetts. Just outside of Boston.
Okay.
They heard some gunfire over there. so then they there was like over 100 FBI agents and police officers and stuff. What do you? They got the guy that fucking was a part of the murder that happened on the Boston Marathon.
Wait a minute, and you want to talk about this? Is a comedy show.
It's right. It's a comedy show.
I think
it's funny.
That is not funny.
Wait a minute, you think it's funny?
Here's what's
why
funny.
Would he say that?
Here's what's
I'll tell
funny.
You why, because
here's what's funny.
I guess he murdered
Terry. Nothing is funny about that.
He murdered
nothing.
Eric. He murdered Cookie Caramello.
Oh,
now
you
he
admire
thinks
this.
Here's what's
it is
funny.
Not fun.
Not
no,
that torture they need to do to this motherfucker that killed those people in the marathon. The torture. That's what's going to be funny. I want to see this piece of shit tortured to death.
What are you going to do? Make him listen to your act? Hey, come on. But seriously, what kind of tortures would you think would be good?
What kind of tortures?
That's what he asked.
Handcuffing him to the back of a vehicle and making him run as fast as the car, you know, as the car starts driving down the road.
Why would that be tough?
What do you mean, why would that be tough? Can you walk or run 55 miles an hour?
I've never tried.
All right, so what you're basically saying is drag him around.
Yeah, drag him around for miles.
What's that going to prove to him? How's he going to change
He's
by gonna him
die.
Doing that? Well, there's other ways to do things.
And don't we want to first find out if there are other co-conspirators and what other things they may have in mind?
Somewhere? You just want to kill
what
somebody?
What other actions are out there that are there's some targets that he might be able to provide some information for, you know, to kind of stop that stuff?
Let Mary Jane speak.
Perry, if they do that to him, then he's going to get to sue them for a lot of money, and he's going to they're going to have to drop the charges, and he won't be prosecuted, because that's police abuse.
Oh, wow, man, I forgot.
You know, I'll tell you, I only wish Tim Perpetic was still here to see this.
He's in Boston. What are you talking about? He's not dead.
How do we know he's not the one who led the charge to find those guys, too? He found Bin Laden.
You know, it would be just like Perpetic to do something like that.
Vintage Perpetic.
Vintage Perpetic.
American hero. Skateboard enthusiast.
Anyway, our
skateboard wannabe.
Listen,
he's not an enthusiast.
Our thoughts and prayers are with all the people.
Absolutely.
And the family and the loved ones of
There's
all
no
the victims
joking.
Of that terrible Boston.
Yeah,
and, not
really and I'd like to say, from now on, all our $10 shout-out money will be donated to the families of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
You know,
excuse me, I have no day job or no regular job.
And that's why it's so special for you to do that.
I don't
and
have
they appreciate
any fucking
that
money
but what do you
at
have?
All.
What do you have, though? Two of these.
2 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, so you want me to walk the marathon now?
You can
to try to make some money? I'd be lucky if I could walk a mile without a problem. I do have... I did have a neck surgery a couple of years ago.
Oh,
and,
back to that again. My God. It's constant.
Me. So that's the same as having your limbs blown off by a lunatic?
I have to say this. There is really no joke about the Boston thing. And
there's
it,
no
it,
joke
it really,
at all.
Then why did you find it funny? Let I me finish what I'm saying.
Ahead,
I let
say
you
it,
finish in
it.
Your joke
Forgive
about
me.
Boston. I think there's nothing funny about it. And I'll tell you what's really, really scary is...
Me?
No.
Go on.
It's how easy somebody got away with it.
Actually, I'm seriously happy that they caught the guy.
Yeah, it seemed like friends of yours, dude.
Less than a week later, they caught the guys.
So you're the most notorious murderer out there now.
Let me ask you.
I'm no murderer.
Yes, you are.
Let me ask you a question, Skimmer. Do you know those guys?
They're Middle Eastern people. I don't know those motherfuckers.
They were Middle Eastern?
Middle Eastern or Russians.
Was that true?
I thought they were Chechens.
Russians.
All right. Yell at me. I
They said something about some Russian woman on the radio who claimed to be their mother said something like, "Oh, they never said anything about this to me." Like she knew that what their idea was.
Yeah, you know what? The only Russian that's good is Russian, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, am I right?
Right.
Come on, man.
Fuck yeah.
That's cool.
You know, this whole show was going to be about music, but I don't know if we can really do that. Because
favorite Rush song?
Favorite Rush song?
Fly by night, away from here.
That's a good song.
It is.
Game Master?
Favorite Rush song? God, there's so many of them. That's one of them. Tom Sawyer's another one.
That is a good one. Here's what you should do. Put your favorite rock show, tweet it out, and hashtag it, It Ain't Quitting. You know, that's what a lot of people have done. We've got to pick that up. We want to make... What do they call that when it's...
Trending.
Okay. We want to make...
You scared the
shut up, Perry. Shut up. Stop.
Excuse me.
Will you shut the fuck up?
You want to hear my favorite Rush song?
Wait a minute. Let me just say this so I can get it out. We want to make it so it ain't quitting trending. We want to get that out there, and we want a lot of people. So please do that this week and help us out with that. What were you saying, Mo?
You want to hear what my favorite Rush song is?
I'd love to hear it.
What's that song that go in Moving Pictures?
I'm a little confused with what you're talking about, I'll be honest with
you. I'm going to go with Subdivisions.
Subdivisions?
Good song.
Sprawling on the fringes of the city.
All right, let's play a quick game. I'll name a band, and we go real quick, favorite song from that. You can't copy someone else.
Understood.
Al Stewart, You're the Cat.
Road to Moscow.
iRobot.
Nope, that's not it. You're out of the game.
Wow.
You said Al Stewart. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
Alan Parsons.
Alan Parsons, I'm sorry.
Not very good. You're not very good.
No, I'm not very good on. I do know of Al Stewart.
Well, you didn't when it took time.
I'm sorry.
That's not a big deal. All right, you name a band now.
Al Stewart.
All right, The Year of the Cat.
Time Passages.
Shit.
Okay, that's two in a row.
Forgive me.
You could have said the one that he said earlier.
Time Passages?
No, he just said that.
Hey, wait,
Year of the Cat?
Speaking of rock and roll, when are you going to be doing the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
When you tell me when we are going to be...
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Now, who are your guests?
Naomi Nectar from the band Kiss the
Ladies
Salt.
And gentlemen, so you got to watch for the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection with Naomi Nectar.
Nectar.
And a special appearance by Don Barris and Walter Molinsky.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and you.
Me and a dog named Boo.
Yep.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
It's a terrible name for a dog, too.
All right.
What date do you want to...
Because you always go, Boo! Boo!
Excuse me, Mo.
Imagine hearing that. Imagine you're a neighbor, and you're going... All you heard all day was like, Boo! 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 You're like, oh, God. That guy and his dog named Boo are driving me out of my goddamn mind.
Him constantly
boo,
saying...
Boo! Boo! Come in, boy.
Shut the fuck up.
Boo! 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 You'd be like, oh, shut
Mo.
Up.
You and him and that fucking dog named Boo would just shut the fuck up.
Traveling and living off the land.
What date do we have set?
We don't have anything set or scheduled.
Are you going on a date with
Dan?
Well,
that's what we need. We need a date scheduled for
Stop
the
asking Dan on a date.
Will you shut your fucking mouth?
Well, stop asking
Shut up, motherfucker!
I want to ask a date.
All right, I don't want to date you. All right, just off the bat. This is not
Starting
cool.
First with of all, my question.
I'd probably have to pick up the tab on that. So,
starting with the question I'm asking.
And if he picked up the crab, there's no way you're getting Alaskan crab legs, because last time someone ordered that on a date, he freaked.
When can we schedule? What date can we schedule?
I don't want to go on a date with you. I don't want to do that.
I am not asking you for a date, you flaming faggot.
I'm not a faggot. I'm not asking you for a date. Who's the flaming F thing that you just said? Jeez, oh man.
Hey, the comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection.
Skid Master, let me ask you a question.
Shut up! I don't want to hear a fucking word out of your mouth or I break it!
It's just a question.
Are you threatening somebody? Are you acting like you're getting... Whoa, what a fear factor. Perry, sit down.
When
sit down.
Are we going to have the comedy?
I'm trying to ask you a question about the
sit
show.
Sit down, sit down. I can't hear you when you're standing up. Please sit down. That's all I ask. Now...
What date?
I don't want to go on a date with you. Stop it. Stop it with the date shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask him a question.
How are fans of the show able to get in touch with us on the show if they wanted to say something on the show, Dan?
Seriously? Now, Mo, if you're asking me how someone at home could get in touch with us, the answer is through our $10 shoutouts. You know what? We should do that right now. It's time once again for a segment we like to call our...
$10 shoutouts?
$10 shoutout!
All right, now if you've never heard this show before, this is where you, the listener at home, you can get in touch with us. Tell us what's on your mind. And if it's about a paragraph long or kind of short, you can say anything you want and we'll read it here on the air. And all you got to do is send it to $10 shoutouts... Care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now you send cash. We can't accept checks. We can't accept money orders. No PayPal. People have been trying to do that. That's straight cash, homie. and then you can get it heard. Now, we have a few of them today.
I need to know the date.
I'm not going to go on and if you bring up a date again, if you bring up a date again, I'm going to tell you right now.
Again,
Perry,
I'm not asking you for a date.
We are making a lot of money on these $10 shout outs.
The comedy Purad Resurrection.
Terrible tragedy in Boston. That's really nice.
Let me just read this one. Here's our.
Are you called? You call Nick or you call Lisa?
Perry,
I need to know immediately.
Why do you need to know immediately?
Because I need to schedule everything. Very fucking
how's
soon.
How's this?
He needs Naomi Nectard.
May 16th, 2015.
May 16th?
2015. All right, let me read this first one. Dear Big Three, I want to settle once and for all the mystery of whether... I'm going to tell you right off the bat. We've been running into this a lot through letters here. Well, I'm just going to read it, but I'm going to tell you I'm against this. Dear Big Three, I want to settle once and for all the mystery of whether or not Perry is gay.
We know I'm not gay.
Okay, well, they're questions.
Let's
see what they have to say. The following is a test, which comes from the American Journal of Psychiatrists. Please have Perry answer the questions with one of the following answers. Answer, 1 is rarely or never. 2 is occasionally.
Never.
3 is often.
Never.
Let me ask you the question. Have you ever fantasized sexually about another man?
Never.
So that would be 1. Rarely or never.
I just said never.
Okay, but then it's 1.
Okay.
Okay, question number 2. Have you engaged in anal sex with another man?
Never.
So that'd be number 1.
Rarely
or never.
I just said never.
Yeah, okay, so it's never. 1. You got to answer 1, 2, or 3.
1.
I'll read it again. It's 1 is rarely or never, 2 is occasionally, 3 is often. Now go to question number 3. Have you ever engaged in oral sex with another man?
I've never engaged in it, meaning I've never done it, but there was somebody that sucked my dick.
Okay, let's not bring that up. That was over 20 years ago.
Thank you.
And it was when you got in trouble. Will you stop bringing it up and bragging about it?
I'm not bragging about it.
So would you say the answer to question 3 is 1, 2, or 3?
Never.
That would be 1. That's 1.
Never.
That's
1. You got to answer 1. Okay.
1.
Number 4. Have you engaged in masturbation with another man?
Yes. It's disgusting.
Let's just stop there.
It's disgusting. But yes.
So that would be
2.
Because rarely, of a fucking rape.
Would that be 1, rarely or never?
You did not rape him,
2.
He raped me.
Don't do that.
Occasionally
to yourself,
is 2.
Okay? He liked you. He
and
liked
3
you.
Is often. What was the answer to that? 1, 2, or 3?
I don't know.
Occasionally?
Don't know.
Occasionally?
What do you mean occasionally?
Why? I'm just trying to get the fucking answer.
No, it's not occasionally.
So rarely or never?
Once is, and that's it.
Rarely or never then?
Once.
1. Not once.
Rarely.
1. Then say 1.
1, whatever.
Okay, number 5. Have you performed sexual favors with other men for money or professional gain?
I don't consider that being professional gain.
What are you talking about?
If you call doing extra work professional gain?
Oh, you're talking about that thing 20 years. There you go again. Mary
you
Jane.
Got the job for the movie set the next day, and you said he threatened to take away all this showbiz stuff if you didn't.
Right.
Okay, so that's professional.
Mary Jane answered the
professional gain. Now add up your score for the psychiatric diagnosis. 0 to 3 points is not gay. 4 to 7, somewhat gay. 8 to 12, significantly gay.
It's bullshit.
13 to 15, super gay. So that I think that settles it once and for all. And it was a test.
He's happy.
He's happy gay, right.
Happy is one thing.
You're happy gay.
Thank
would you,
you
say
yes.
That is what you are?
Yes.
Okay.
But you're always bummed out. So when you say you're not gay, do you mean like you're not happy?
Well, there's times that I'm not happy.
And when you say you're blue, does it mean like you're unhappy or you blew somebody?
Good question.
I'm unhappy.
Oh, now wait a minute. This guy only sent us $9.
Uh-oh.
What do we do? How do we handle
cheating
this?
Cheating the victims. Dear Big Three and the gorgeous Mary Jane, how's the shorts? Shout out to my buddy Patrick, who texts me every week about the Big Three and is the only one I can discuss the show with. Here's to you, buddy, and long live the Big Three. P.S. Dan, you are sitting on a gold mine with all the recorded Big Three footage and audio. It's like buying Apple stock in 1980 and holding on to it the whole time. The only problem is as soon as you help the Flair Master get rich and famous, he will never do a podcast again and will turn his greasy, hairy, greedy back on all of you. So F it. Keep him poor and nameless for the sake of all your adoring fans. You do God's work, Dan. The more Perry suffer, the closer he gets to becoming a good person. Yeah, right. Best regards, Brooks. Sorry about the quarters. It's our quarters.
Well, he gave $9, and one of the dollars was four quarters. Dear Big Three, I would like to spend my shout-out on an appeal to the fans. What are you looking at me that way for?
He's crying.
I'm just looking at you like, go ahead.
That looked like you were looking in my eyes and you had love.
Yeah, love?
He's trying to seduce him. Quit asking him out on a date.
Ask me on a
date.
Not
asking him on a date.
Then he stares at me like he wants to make love to me.
I need a date for the comedy.
I get it. I get it.
Okay, let me go. Please stop implying that the Scaremaster is gay. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much. He may be a lot of shitty things, a lying dog worshiper, a greaseball government scammer, and a terrible rock band promoter, and a buffoon of a father, but he is not gay. Let's look at the facts. Yes, Perry has engaged in some gay activity, but it has all been for show business and pop culture. He's done nothing gay in his personal life that we know of. You've never done anything.
Never.
Okay,
never.
So he's right there. Perry is not, and he's capitalized, not gay. He is clearly, like many young Italian actors in Hollywood today, gay for pay. There's a difference. Allow me to point it out. His first gay encounter, which happened over 20 years ago, took place in the casting office. More recent gay for pay activity happened when he snuck into the costume of the trailer for Oklahoma's. There's a few months ago in Utah hotel room where he touched Mole's privacy, but that was on a business trip.
What?
Oh, when we went to Sundance, did he touch you?
No, yeah.
Not on purpose. Grabbed,
no, you did. You tried to pinch my ding-a-ling.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, you did.
Mary Jane, do you remember that?
Shut up.
Yes, I clearly remember and live, Mole screamed because Perry pinched it, and it didn't let go right away because he screamed a few times.
Oh, yeah. Mary Jane, stop.
Okay, I'm reading on, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I'll read to this one point. As you can see, none of Perry's frequent homosexual activity took place in his personal life at, and then they give your address, and we're not going to say your
Thank
address.
You.
We're going to say,
blah, 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 blah. Next. Next.
I'm not counting when he invited Andy Dick's personal assistant over to shave his balls in a sink.
What?
Because that was also for the podcast.
I never invited his fucking assistant to shave my prick.
No. He shaved his prick. You invited him over to your house.
I never invited him over.
We did a podcast from that.
We did a podcast. We never invited Andy Dick's.
Well, you had to invite him to come to the podcast.
Whatever.
So in a way, he's right. So please tell all the fans Perry is gay for pay and not gay for free. So please let us use the $10 to pay Perry to suck Don's nipple with no budding or eat Vince's asshole. Oh, why he looks at the star.
They
want. Wait a minute. They want you to eat Vince's asshole while
that.
He's looking at the stars.
Fuck that.
God, you can't see the stars in
no
the city.
No fucking way.
Well, with his telescope,
with a telescope.
He may be. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's no way I'm gonna do that.
Did you
no
feel the?
Way.
Did you just feel the energy of the entire show go down just when Vince's name was mentioned?
No, I thought it went way up when you talked about doing that Lisa Marie thing on him.
What's the Lisa Marie thing?
Play that clip.
Okay.
Okay,
see, that's
what
I was talking
you.
About. That was
that's
you talking
you
about Lisa Marie doing the thing that guy wants
that
you to
later
do.
That you later denied.
When you go, uh-huh.
If he refuses, please split it up between Don Mole and Mary Jane. I look forward to future podcast episodes and the return of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection so that Perry can be well paid for his gayness towards local musicians. Big Three, fellow gay for pay porn artist, Lancaster LLC. Okay.
Lancaster, huh?
What's Lancaster to you?
Where my brother lives.
Which one? The one that you
the
ripped
thief.
Off?
The thief.
Why do you call him a thief?
Because he fucking robbed my oldest brother and me of my mom's will funds.
I thought it's still up in the air what really happened there.
Yeah, he fucking robbed us. Period.
All right, go ahead, Mole. Take this.
Dear members of the Big Three, hello. We are Mr. Damon and Brandon Conklin, founders of Organ Grinder Magazine, a magazine devoted to the gay headbanger lifestyle. Each year we select one celebrity who represents the best of queer and rock and roll lifestyles, that kind the kind that Organ Grinder magazine has worked so hard to promote all these years. Look, Scaremaster. This year, we are pleased to announce that the choice was easy. We have decided that Mr. Scary Perry Caramello is to be this year's Velvet Hammer Award recipient. Scaremaster, that is kind of cool.
Whatever. Go on.
Keep Mr. reading. Scary Perry Caramello is hands down this year's winner because he so easily weaves together his proud queer lifestyle with his love for rock and roll. He was born to rock and chug C-word. During the award ceremony, Perry will be introduced on stage by none other than Mr. Rob Halford of Judas Priest. Nice.
Whoa. Okay.
In less than 2 weeks, Perry will be receiving a package at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 12.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Oh, God, God.
You're not supposed to say 7722 Reseda Boulevard. You
hey,
have to disguise. You
okay,
have
okay,
to disguise.
Right, right, right.
Stop.
Got it,
stop. Let him do it right. Okay. Go ahead.
In less than 2 weeks, Perry will be receiving a package at... Perfect.
Okay.
Apartment 102.
Come out of there.
Thank you.
Containing the following. 2 round-trip coach tickets aboard Rainbow Airlines for Perry and his current boyfriend to New York City.
Boyfriend?
I don't know. A voucher for a 2-night stay at the Pearl Drop Inn in beautiful Greenwich Village, complete with complimentary lubricants specifically provided for gay anal penetration.
There's only chicks that are coming with
2 Broadway tickets for Perry and his boyfriend to see Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Oklahoma.
What?
During the 2-day stay, we encourage Perry to take advantage of all the local gay landmarks and activities. He can retire.
Sorry.
He can retrace his historic steps to the very first gay pride parade down Fifth Avenue or even stop in one of the local bistros for a 5-guy cream pie. Please let Mr. Caravella's acceptance speech detail how year after year he is still able to tongue B-words as easily as he rocks the halls. Thank you, Big 3, for your time and allowing us this $10 shout-out. Sincerely, Damon and Brandon Conklin, Velvet Hammer Award Selection Committee. Organ Grinder Magazine. Scaremaster, that's pretty nice.
I'm not full trip.
You're not going to go to New York City and stay at the Pearl Drop Inn.
For anything gay, seriously. No.
Seriously.
If it's something straight, yes.
Are you serious about that?
I am dead serious.
Seriously.
No gay shit. Okay.
But
no,
you're serious.
If Howard Stern mails something for me to go to New York, yes. If some faggots mail tickets for me to go to New York, no fucking way.
Okay, well, here's one, but this one says, please have Perry read this letter. Here you go. Why don't you read it with pride?
All right. Please have Perry read this letter. Dear Perry, thanks for the shout out on the last podcast. You said all I need is one fucking nut named Dimitri Moreland to have his face at my house, and then you started screaming like a maniac about cocksucking faggots. Sounds like you're really frustrated with all the faggy dudes that keep showing up at your apartment who only know how to blow a dick. And you need a real man like me to give you the hardcore anal love that you need so badly. I promise you, Perry, that when we finally meet up, I will pound your ass so hard that it will measure on the Richter scale. I'm going to finish reading this, and then I'm going to give you my advice.
Okay.
When is the big chili cook-off at your apartment going to be? I'll bring all special vegetarian blend chili that has been laced with male hormones, Viagra, and amphetamines so that we can get all the fans really horny and end the day with a glorious man-on-man orgy. I know there are a few non-gay fans, but we still need you guys on decks for our 1,000-man buck cake, where we round up 1,000 men who will all ejaculate on the Scaremaster's face. Love, Dimitri Moreland. You know what, Dimitri?
He likes you, Scaremaster.
You know what,
first
Dimitri?
Off, that
let
was
me
really
explain
nice
something.
Of him to say a lot of those
let
things
me explain
about
something
you,
about Dimitri
how much
Moreland.
He likes you
let me
and how much he's going to do stuff to you.
And I'll explain
and I'll
something
tell you
about
something
Dimitri
else.
Can I just ask you a quick
really?
Question?
Before I'm going to explain
let me just ask you a quick
before
question. No, before you say anything.
Before you,
before
anything,
you say anything, let me just say this.
I
want to make a quick comment. Perry, no, let me just say this.
The
only time that you even stopped her said anything was when you said 1,000 men will ejaculate on the Scaremaster.
That was the
face.
Only part you had
the only
a problem
time that
with.
You had a
but
I
you know what I liked
the
is that the
rest
of stuff
letter,
you used to not like Dimitri Moreland.
Because I said in the beginning
now
of that
like
letter,
them.
I'm going to finish
what's
this
next
straight
one?
Down. Because
all right,
I
let me read this next letter. Oh, you knew?
Because I looked.
You guys have a thing.
So, I don't have
got
shit
a thing.
For that fucking
got
prick.
A thing.
I've got nothing no. for him.
It's adorable.
Look.
You're to the point where you
look,
now is thinking and
Lydia
understanding.
Lydia Torres
each
is going to be spending the weekend
you guys
with
finish
me.
Each other's
when?
The 26th through 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. Yeah, 4 days.
Sentences.
Yeah.
Friday she's coming in and she's going to be with me till Monday.
Yeah.
And she's going to help her mom find a place Saturday. So
okay.
She'll be with her mom Saturday.
Okay.
But I mean, I've
what
got
does that have to
I've
do
got
with
Lydia
this
and I.
All right, let me read the
for
next
four
letter.
Four fucking days.
Let me read the next
okay?
letter. Okay?
Okay. You got a fucking problem?
I don't understand what your point is on the whole
the
thing.
The point is okay. I don't fucking do any faggot shit.
Well, you got the time. You work some time out.
Lydia's
what happened
there.
21 years ago?
That?
Happened 21 years ago?
Oh, that's right.
It's over. It's okay. Almost 21 fucking years.
All right.
I don't even want to remember the date.
Who do you like more, the guy from 20 years ago or Dimitri Moreland?
No comment.
Oh.
Because it's ignorant question. It's an ignorant question.
No,
I don't like either one of them.
Yeah, then why
I don't want either one of them in my life.
All right, which one do you hate the most?
I hate them both the most.
But if you had to say one over the other. The guy that you hate the most.
The guy that I hate the most is the guy that fucking raped me 21 years ago.
You like Dimitri.
I don't like Dimitri because Dimitri's not going to come near me. Dimitri is not going
to
come near me. Dimitri Moreland. Hey, bag fuck. Before I come over there and beat you in the fuck.
All right, let me read this next one. May I please?
Oh, Christ.
Dear Big Three, my name is Billy and I'm 8.5 years old. I listen to the Big Three every week. With my little brother Jimmy. We love it, especially Scary Perry. He's my hero. That's why I'm writing to thank him for the great idea he gave me. Every week I hear him brag about how he sucked a guy's wiener to get ahead in life.
Wrong.
So I decided to be just like him. On weekends, little Jimmy and I hook up with guys off Craigslist and we suck their wieners for money. It's a lot easier than doing chores for mom and dad, and we make a lot more cash. I just have one question for this Scare Master, since he is the expert, so to speak. One of the men told me, after he squirted his stuff in my mouth, that I can make double the money if I let him put his thing in my butt. Is that a good idea? What does it feel like?
Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting.
I want to make as much money as possible so I can buy this Scary Perry merchandise. Billy Lee. P.S. Please kill Vince. I hate him. The last time he was on the show, he made little Jimmy cry.
Oh, Jimmy.
First off, I think this person is not 8 years old.
Why would you even say that?
Because there's only a one number there. I would add a two in front of that eight.
You said 8.5 years old.
I would add a two in front of that
okay,
eight.
And look at the way he writes his letter. Like five-word sentences. That's a writing of an 8 year old.
Whatever.
Perry, I think as a celebrity, you have a responsibility to like maybe tell him not to get it up the butt off Craigslist.
I wouldn't expect anybody at that age to even write like that.
Well,
number one,
maybe you should fucking find out and say
why
something.
Why should I fucking find out? Because I don't know any of these fucking people.
You're in a position where people look up to you, Scare Master. There's a 5.5-year-old kid, or 8.5, was it 5?
8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
All right, here we go. Dear Big Three, my brother and I love your podcast. However, we feel as though Mole and Dan take up way too much time talking about their own personal lives and leave no time for us to focus on the star of the show, Perry.
Solution,
a mandatory weekly segment that will ensure Perry gets equal time to discuss his personal life. The segment will be called What's Happening at I remember that time, dude. Perry will use this segment to give us updates on his and Dimitri Moreland's relationship.
There's no relationship!
Or anything else he sees fit, except for the Randy C.
Christ!
Incident of 92. We've heard enough. It doesn't matter whether Perry ate Randy's A-word.
I didn't eat nobody.
Let's move on. Big three. The Cuoto brothers. Rochester, Mass. How do you say it?
God damn.
Cuoto. One of those got to be in there. P.S. We feel that by removing the letter G from the word happening, thus making the title What's Happening At.
I can't hear what he's saying.
It's more
what are you
fun
saying?
And representative of Perry's skateboarder, snowboarder persona.
There okay. you go.
Thanks, Quota Brothers.
Is that what their name is?
Coda Brothers.
All right.
Kodo.
Here's another one. Dear Big Three, I guess without saying there is no end to the hatred that I have for your Javajo Gypsy cast member. I don't hate him because of his race or religious beliefs. I don't hate him because he's scamming the government with his fake disability scheme.
I'm not scamming no government with the fake disability scheme.
I don't hate him because of the trail of people that he's murdered. I don't hate him because he's the most ungrateful mammal that I've ever encountered on this planet. I don't hate him because he's a rotten, terrible person of the core of his soul that he will blame on his higher-than-average stupidity. I don't hate him because he's a racist, homophobic, misogynistic nutjob. No, I hate him because of everything that he does with such arrogance and with no redeeming qualities whatsoever. I'll read that again because you interrupted. I don't know who it is. We'll find out at the end. He says, no, I hate him because of everything that he does it with such an arrogance and no redeeming qualities whatsoever. So because Don has to deal with his arrogant Javajo gypsy piece of crap on a daily basis, I got you a gift. I purchased the trademark rights to both the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection and to the Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection, and I now give those rights to you, Don, to use as you best see fit.
Oh, really?
I do this because my hatred towards Perry and because I don't think Perry has ever denied that he's gay.
Whoa, so you own that now?
So wait a second.
Both of them.
First off,
wait a minute, let me finish. 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 Let me finish this. You're a loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
How can he buy the rights
he
when
did.
I own?
He's got the money.
I own.
He had the money to buy him those skins.
Did you buy that?
I own the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
You bought it?
You bought it. You filed
it
with the government.
I filed it with the government back in 19, the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, back in 96.
Have you renewed it?
No.
Oh, well, then he probably got it from you.
How long? Because sometimes it's 5 years, 7 years.
I haven't been through the papers.
Now I own it. This is going to be great. Thank you, Hugh. Well, here's another $10 shot.
Fuck with me with that, and I will sue the shit out of you.
How are you going to sue me?
Oh, you're not allowed to say that.
You're not supposed to. You're threatening me? For what? Because somebody bought me a gift? Have I done anything?
You bought it for him, dude. You could have bought it.
You could have bought it, but you didn't. You fucked up.
How could I buy it when I don't have the funds?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Don Barris's Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Oh, fuck with me.
You should have Scaremaster on as a guest.
All right, Perry, first question on the Don Barris's Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. How does it feel to lose the name of your show to me?
How does it feel? Deadly. Period. Because somebody will die.
Well, that's a threat, dude.
You're damn right.
Who are you threatening? You're threatening me?
You got it.
You're threatening to kill Dan?
Oh, yeah.
That's, wow.
There will be death if you steal.
Didn't steal any.
Pure Rock.
Wait a minute.
Resurrection.
But Perry, how did I
steal? The godfather of pure rock and roll.
Okay.
You steal that name from me?
How did I steal
it? You didn't steal godfather rock and roll.
The comedy Pure Rock Resurrection is my company!
And you stole it from that Gazzari. You stole that name from Gazzari.
He's the godfather of rock and roll. Bill Gazzari's the godfather of rock and roll.
But I would think their family
I
could
am
sue you.
The godfather of pure rock.
Well, I have the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection show in my name now.
Well, why don't you sell it to him?
We'll see about that.
I'd be willing to sell it.
Because I will go to the courthouse to find out.
All right, I'm just telling you. I just got a I got the letter from
you. You got a fucking letter from a piece of shit who likes to fuck with me.
Why is he a piece of shit?
He likes to fuck with me.
Why do you think that is? Well, I guess he kind of explained
it. I don't even want to say why I think.
It's
because I'm better than him. Because I'm the star of this show, and he's nobody. But just a fucking fan that likes to fuck with me in these fucking letters to fucking make me go ballistic. That's why.
Here's another letter. It says, hey, Perry, I heard you might be starting up the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection again. Oh, no, it's Dan now. I wrote this song for you, hoping that you might put my band Dime Street Joker on. You can find it here on YouTube. I hope you like it. Jay Sheck from Dime Street Joker. Let's take a listen to some of that.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, this song that this guy sent from Dime Street Joker, it is a great song. It's called Perry, It's Okay. And I really appreciate it. I just think that if we start playing every song that's sent to us, we're going to run into a little bit of trouble here, because then everyone's going to do that. So we can't do that. But what I do suggest is that you check it out on YouTube. It's called Dime Street Jokers, the name of the band, and the name of the song is Perry, It's Okay. All right, and with that, that's today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
All right, let's see what we got here. Now, we got this guy who wrote us to say that he loved the Vine video that we did last week, and he's begging us to do another. Now, he's given us a script here, and he wants Perry to read this, and he wants Perry to answer the following questions.
What are the questions?
Okay. It says here, I'm going to ask you this series of questions. What I want you to do is I want you to give me an answer. I will nod my head when I want you to answer. Okay, here we go. All right, first question.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Yes, sir.
How many days in a week?
7.
All right. There are how many deadly sins?
I don't know.
Many deadly sins? There's 7. Just say there's 7. Okay. So just say 7. All right, let's do this again. Okay, we're going to try this again. Mole?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, we'll do this again. Here, scoot over just a little bit, okay? Okay, here we go. How many days in a week?
7.
How many deadly sins are there?
7.
All right. Fill in the blank. Give the last name of the South African Archbishop Desmond
Tutu.
All right.
Tutu.
Okay. Not the state, but what city do you live in?
Reseda.
All right. Fill in the blank. The famous Sunset Strip is on Sunset
Boulevard.
All right. Do you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment?
Apartment.
All right, figure out this math problem. 99, now think about this for a second. Wait until I nod my head. Think about this and don't get it wrong. And you got to say it the minute I go like this. Figure out the math problem. 99 plus 3 equals, think, 99 plus 3 equals, now ready? You got the answer?
Mm-hmm. 102.
All right, and that was today's Vine video.
Oh, it's his feature now?
Yeah, it was fun. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call I hear?
When can I...
Let me hear it. Send that through for us, please.
Hello. Hello, it's the St. James Infirmary calling.
Whoa.
Infirmary, are you sick?
Sick, why?
No, what's that? No, I'm not sick. I just have a little frog in my throat. His name is Jacques Wheat.
Oh.
Well, that's funny.
Maggots. I'm kidding, Wandez. Gets so possessive. Relax.
Don't get Wandez mad. You don't want to get him
Indeed
mad.
Indeed not. Listen, Wandez has been nursing me back to health. How are you, Big Three?
Are you going to be able to do a song this week for us?
What's that, Mr. Bond?
Yeah, a song this week.
No. I don't think I'll be doing a song this week. I don't think I'm up to a song. All right. You know what? Let me try one. Let's just try one.
Yeah, do a song. Do a song, Mr. Bond.
Here we are. Let's just try it. Papa was a bone in stone. Yeah. Wherever he laid his $100 hat was his home. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I need my throat. I'm heading to Palm Springs next week.
You want me to sing something? I want to brock with you all night. Smoke some apple cherry with tobacco. Enough.
Stop. So Perry, please tell them to stop. Would you please tell them who the star of the musical is?
Who's the star?
Me. Precisely. Now listen, gentlemen, how are the dance moves coming?
Not so good, Mr. Adams.
We forgot to practice.
Yeah. That is unacceptable. I need the Big Three to be able to shake a leg, preferably the third one. Yes.
Was that a joke?
No, Walter, that wasn't a joke. But this is, what can you catch but you can't throw?
A cold.
Indeed, yes, Walter. I would have also accepted chlamydia. Toots loves.
That's funny. Hey, wow. That's funny. See, Mr.
Adams.
He sounds
bad. He's right, though. We got to start working on our dance moves.
Yeah, how are we going to do that?
Dance moves?
We got to have our dance moves. The Dodge the Musical, want to make sure we can do a dance move, and we got to
do
a podcast.
You got to get in shape to do the dance.
Scare
moves.
How about just this? How about just this? We go like this. Look, yeah. And then we spin, and then we go like that.
Can I read my sexcapades?
Not yet, but Scaremaster, can I tell you something? Did you see the response to the Brownie Bites, Scaremaster's Brownie Bite segment last week?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
Dude,
about.
People are going crazy. You did organic Brownie Bites. I got a call from an organic bakery that was like, hey, we want you to feature our stuff on the show. I stopped by there, I picked up some stuff, and they said, can you try to have Scaremaster try our stuff and let us know how it is organically?
Is it an organic company, one?
It's an organic bakery. They made, I got 4 cherry turnovers.
No, I don't see the, I don't see a label on that package.
It's
at
from
all.
It's from the bakery, dude. They don't.
What's the name of the bakery? Where's the
organic
label?
Organic Gary's.
Where's the label
organic
on it?
Organic Gary's in Atwater.
Where is the label on it?
They don't do.
I will
brought
not,
this plastic.
I don't give a shit. I will not eat it if I don't see a label
this
on it.
This is totally organic.
Wait a minute.
If
is
I
that
don't
an organic
see a label
thing?
On it, I am not eating
is
it.
Is that organic
period.
Mole? Can I have one?
All right, number one.
Scaremaster.
Let me have one.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me have one.
There's no label on it. I'm not eating it.
Scaremaster, this is from the same people.
Oh, these
I got
are organic.
This from the bakery at Whole Foods, okay?
Mmm.
I'm not touching it.
You can taste your organic system
no.
in it.
Your organic. Don't fuck.
Scaremaster.
I'm not touching it. If I don't see a label on it, I'm not touching it. There's not a label on that.
Oh, you're saying these aren't organic?
I don't give a shit.
Notice there's no sugar on top. This is completely. Oh, real fruit in there. Wow, this is great.
Sure, of course it's
all
be
organic. It's from Whole Foods, dude. It's from Whole Foods.
Everything's from Whole Foods until I see a label on it. Oh, if it doesn't say Whole Foods on the package, I'm not touching
lost
it.
Lost this a whole bunch of sponsorship money, dude.
Whatever.
It's always whatever with you. Well, then let's go 60 seconds with Perry.
Ow! To start with, in 60 Seconds with Perry, I got a new son that I found out about. He lives up in Sacramento. His name is Ian. Ian, great to find out about you, you fucking prick. For all these goddamn years, I've never known who you were. All these fucking years, I never knew who you were.
Let me guess, you got in touch with you on the internet?
Oh, everybody gets in touch with me on the internet.
Right. Is that how you found out you have a son?
Right. Yeah. All right, now.
Thanks. Have a turnover.
Now, this babe that I used to be
Scare
involved
Master.
With.
I brought all the
I'm not touching turnovers that are not
turnovers.
Have with
organic turnovers.
A label. No. Period. This babe.
Come on, have a turnover.
Stop!
That was 60 Seconds with Perry. That was your 60 seconds?
Oh, I can't even talk about my skateboard company or
well,
nothing.
You didn't get to it. What are you talking about your
because
son?
Because you
Why don't you have the turnovers?
No! I said no. That means no. That means next subject.
You've been raped before, haven't you?
You're calling this turnover out. You call the cherry turnover rape.
No, I didn't say that, or did I?
Yes,
maybe
you did.
I did
yeah,
because
did.
I'm so fucking angry at the two assholes that fucking
Who's
forced
an asshole?
Me.
Who's an asshole?
And forced
you
me.
Take that back
and
right
for-
now.
Why
Who's
should I
forcing
take that?
You to do anything? You got your own free will. Do whatever you
Nobody's
want to do.
Nobody's doing anything to you. He just suggested.
I just
suggested.
May I just say something, please?
I want
stop, that. Stop. Mellow the fuck out. I don't know what's going on with you today. We get an opportunity to have a sponsor come in.
A sponsor?
Okay,
well, if there's
stop.
A sponsor,
will you stop and
then that means
Perry,
there would be a
Perry,
label on the package.
Perry, there is a label.
Not on the package.
There's a label right there.
That's on that, not
and
on the
all
turnovers.
You
got to
do
not
is
on the
shut the fuck up!
No, I won't shut the fuck up!
Perry, you're really making me fucking sick. All right, here's what I want to do. I want you to read this letter because we've been given a letter from the bosses upstairs, and it says for Perry to read it. So I'm not even going to read this thing. Have Perry read this and have Don leave the room before he does. Okay, I'll be more than happy to do that. I'm leaving the room.
Dan, can I come work with you on the Comedy Pure Rock Resolution?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, go ahead and rob me.
No one's robbing you. You stop raping us. Right, why don't you stop raping us with your rape words? All you do is rape
us. From the
us.
Desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, we recently received a letter from Big Three member Don Barris, and he has sent us his resignation. We had Perry read this letter because only he will be able to get Don's reasoning for wanting to leave from him. What? Reasoning for wanting...
to leave from him, period. So, Perry, we need you to be professional and get Don's future plans from him. But do it in a way that he doesn't know that you're trying to get something from him. Do this right or else it could cost you your hosting gig on the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Good luck. Oh, and as we've said before, you should be watching your steps. We definitely are. The boss is upstairs. Well, you know what? What? Yes, you're smoking some fucking weed out there because I smell it like it was in the same fucking room.
Okay, so what's going on? What do they want?
They want me to get something from you, and I don't understand.
Are you supposed to do it secretly so I don't know that you're trying to get something out of me?
No, I need you in the room.
I'm in the room.
I'll read it again.
No, don't read it again.
Why?
Perry, don't cover your ears.
All right, my fingers are in my ears.
Perry, it says to question him on that topic. You have to find out why without... He doesn't know that they're telling you this.
Scare Man, you're supposed to do it in secret, dude.
Can I take my fingers out of my ears
yet?
No. Not
yet.
Keep them covered. Perry, you just find out why he would possibly not want to be part of it anymore. Find out why.
Without
telling him, you know, they told it on him.
Can I take my fingers out?
Yes, take your fingers out. Why do you not want to be part of it anymore?
Oh, are you talking about me sending my letter of resignation to the bosses upstairs?
How did we know about that?
Well, yes. How did you find out?
Bosses upstairs.
No, you can't say that. You can't let him know.
Perry, you're stuttering.
Should I take
again?
This out?
Fingers back.
You're stuttering
my
again,
fingers
Perry?
Are back in my ears.
What? Okay.
Don't say that's in the letter. Say, I just hope you'd never leave. If you were going to resign, why would you do so?
Okay. If you were to...
What?
Take your fingers out. Fingers out, please.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
If you were to resign, why would you do so?
Well, actually, I just did send in my letter of resignation to...
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I told them this. I'm giving it till the end of the year.
Is it because Scaremaster wouldn't try the cherry turnovers?
It's because it's impossible to work with Perry for things like that. We get a sponsor like the cherry turnover people, and what does he do? He turns it down.
Cherry turnover people?
Shut the fuck up. I'm answering your question. All he had to do was taste some, and he didn't do it. So I have said this. Because I'm tired of this, I am giving it until the end of 2013. If this show doesn't pick up by the end of 2013, we are going to be gone. I am quit.
That means October 13th.
Shut the fuck up and listen. On October 11th, we're going to have a big show. As a matter of fact, for people that want, they should come out for about 5 days if they could. Because on October 11th, which is a Friday.
Which is my daughter's birthday.
All right, here's the deal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give it the rest of 2013. If something hasn't happened, the show is over for good. Because I can't stand being around you. I can't stand this anymore. We've lost people since the last time we had the argument and you quit the show and we didn't do a show. We've lost over 800 people on our first day and over 2,000 people that download our show for an entire week. So we're down 2,000 a week because of that. I'm tired of trying to pick it up and having you fuck up. You turn down sponsors. So what I'm going to do on October 11th, we're going to do the Big Three 10th anniversary of Windy City.
Oh,
Heat.
You guys got to get me in there. You got to get me that one.
You're part of it. You're part
of it. How do you
know
I'm
you're a part of it.
You're a part of it.
And you're what a part of the movie.
No, because I'm done getting raped by your rape words.
We're going to have like a 5-day festival if you guys want to come. And what we're going to do on Friday night, which is the day before, we're going to do a podcast at the World Famous Comedy Store. And we're going to have people come to that. On Saturday, I believe we're going to have a chili dinner over at Perry's, and we may try to even watch the movie Windy City Heat there. It leads up.
I never said that we're going to do that.
I know. I did, but
that
what
doesn't mean that we're going to do it.
Mole, do you want to do that?
You can say that, but that doesn't mean that we're going to do it.
Do you want to make money?
That's $1,000 a ticket.
It's not $1,000 a ticket. Probably is going to be far less. Might be.
Nothing. We just want to get people in the door.
Well, what we could
nobody's coming over. Listen, number one, wait a second.
On the
wait a second. I never mentioned this.
We are in damage control right now.
But who stole my goddamn movie of the rock car? The, fuck. It was called Metal Gods. Now, rock
who that
car.
Lady going
who
Metal Gods?
Who stole that fucking movie? Starring Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston called Rockstar out of my apartment. Wow. That hasn't been in my apartment since the last time you motherfuckers were at my house.
I haven't been at your house, so don't.
My apartment.
Someone stole.
Who stole that fucking movie?
What was it on Blu-ray?
The last time people were there, was it not when you had the meal for the 20th anniversary?
Yeah, and we weren't there.
Yeah, we went there, and also so you had those
and
girls
I
over.
Those guys.
You had lots
time.
Of girls over, according to Sexcapades.
Yeah, it sounds like that place is like a revolving door for chicks. And they like Mark Wahlberg. He, you know, he was the leader of the Funky Bunch at one point.
Is that a good movie?
Rockstar was a very good movie.
Okay, if you're planning on coming out, I would actually say leave on Tuesday. Come for the Friday show and leave on Tuesday. We've got a lot of things going on that whole weekend. And you're going to have fun. And then we'll see what happens after that. If we don't do things, literally, we are done with this show. I can't take it anymore because you're unbearable to work with, Perry.
Can I read my sexcapades?
We're in the middle of talking about something, you fuck. Are you that dumb? Are you that fucking brain dead that you can't figure out? We're in the middle of talking about something?
Yeah, we're in the middle of bitching about the way I act.
No, we're about, you asked me why I'm leaving the show. I just told you.
Because you have no patience.
I have no patience. You're a real charmer, aren't you, Perry? What happened a few years ago when we had a second movie ready to go?
A few years ago.
What happened?
More
okay,
than a few years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was a few years ago when we had a movie
several
going.
Several years ago.
No, it wasn't several years ago. It was a few years ago. And what'd you do? What'd you do?
I was being ripped off, so I saw
so you,
that. So I
who
saw
ripped
that
you
since
off?
I was.
Who ripped you off?
You, him.
How did I rip you off? How did I ever rip you off? How did I
You
ever...
guys got everything of me on tape.
Yeah.
Everything
okay.
of me on tape.
So we're trying to make
so
some money off it.
Make some money
and
off
we haven't
it.
Started yet.
Oh god.
We got to get fans, you stupid fucking rockhead. So how did we rip you off, you moronic
rock? Fan? Oh, 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 oh! We oh. got a rock.
So you're kidding
we're
me.
We're going to rock.
Did you see what rock! He just did? He was joking around with us.
We're going to rock.
Adorable.
Rock.
So adorable.
God. Rock and roll,
you know.
Yeah,
what? It almost wants me to stay past the end of 2013 with this show, just because of that kind of cute personality right there. You are a real charmer, you really are. Anyway, so you want to do your sexcapades?
Yeah, and you're gonna yell in the microphone again.
Hey, no,
can I say
really.
Something? Can I say something? Scaremaster, you could keep.
It's going wrong.
You can keep raping me with rape words.
Let's
dude.
See.
Wait, before you do that, I want to ask you one thing before you read your sexcapades thing. If you could have some food tonight, where would you like to go?
What the Hut.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's
What
the Hut. 323-654-7952.
I was supposed to read the phone number, not you.
No, you actually last week blew the phone number and read the wrong one. And we got a lot.
324-9752.
Yeah, well, it's 7952.
Oh, 7952.
Not 9752.
Okay, 7952.
So you fucked okay. up.
323-654-7952.
Anyway, so what is that for the finest? What is the number again, Mo?
Tres, dos, tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
That's what?
In Spanish.
The Hawk.
You know what I like to think about is that,
what's that?
Our Spanish-speaking listeners who don't speak English and wait the entire podcast just to hear what the number is for What the Hawk, who stick it through to get to the ad. What the heck? When they hear, when they know they're going to finally hear something.
Let's give them a little bonus Spanish. Cucaracha la bamba, señorita el polo loco. Ah, sí, mamacita, buen culo. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. All right, now it's time for...
Scaremaster, any Spanish words?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho.
Okay, enough. You copied me.
Oh, but yeah, now, he went up to...
Let's get to the part of the show.
Numero uno.
Shut up. Let's get to the part of the show where Perry will talk about some of his sexcapades.
And still no cherry turnovers, though.
No cherry
well,
turnovers.
Well, this babe...
Well, the people who
this babe, it's called I Talk. It's not called You Talk.
Can
it's called
try
you,
one.
It's called You Shut Your Fucking Mouth.
No, it's not. It's called that. You Shut it's Your called Fucking Mouth. It's called Perry Sexcapades. It's not called You Shut Your Fucking Mouth. Completely wrong
talking. Why is it that he's got to keep talking while I talk?
Because why is it that you couldn't eat a fucking cherry turnover?
Because I don't why know is what company could, it's from.
He just told
I'm
you.
Not
Whole
gonna,
Foods, organic,
I don't
fucking
give a
cherry
shit.
Turnovers.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants to.
All right, read your fucking stupid all right, sex
did you like the brownie bites from last week, though?
The sure brownie did. Bites from last week, very good, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something?
No. This babe.
I think,
it babe
I think it's about the cherry turnovers and the brownie bites.
I first
you mind if I blow
name?
Your mind with some info right
no,
now?
No, you're not going to blow me. My first
they
met
were made by the same baker, dude.
I first met
brownie bites and the cherry turnovers, same baker.
All right. I first met this
so
girl
now
at
you
Sports
tried, you
Bar
like
in Tarzana, California. She was a stripper and ate and was a fire eater. Her name was Charlie Tina, okay?
Charlie plus, Tina?
Plus, wait, she Charlie. Loved to eat
okay,
my fire.
It was Joe, Jackie, Charlie...
A lot of fucking strange things going on.
Michael,
there.
Frank, Biff.
I'm not reading anymore. I'm not gonna even. I'm, you all know right, what? I'm then, not even gonna do a sexcapade anymore. If he keeps opening his fucking mouth. All right,
then
this
that's
is
the
last
the final sexcapade
of this
and
fucking show.
Perry has nothing else to offer this show, and that's the final one. So let's do the best thing that we do on this show. You know what? Maybe we shouldn't do that, and I'll tell you why. I don't know if people remember, a while back, Perry bit my nipple. Last week, you bit my fucking finger.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Scam
ass. Can I bite your arm? Bite or can I bite off your nose?
He's good with me.
And plus, Perry's terrible in this. He's absolutely the worst actor I've ever worked with.
I gotta disagree with you there, Dan. I gotta disagree with you there.
He's terrible.
I don't think so.
He's fucking
good. I think
awful.
He brings a presence to it that you don't see on the podcast stage
he
today.
He brings nothing to it.
I'm a real bad actor. Oh yeah, you sure?
Yeah, you
yeah,
sure
right.
are.
Scaremaster.
You can have those.
Scaremaster.
Since you know that I'm the best. So.
Scaremaster. Who's the best Scaremaster actor?
Only one Scaremaster, and that's me. Only one.
Did you find out that you have a son? On the internet for real?
Yeah.
You are literally the stupidest human being ever.
Why am I stupid?
Why do you think?
Because I'm a son of a bitch.
Because you're going to fall in love again.
I'm a son of a bitch. Ow, 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 ow!
Okay, it is now time to do something that a lot of people love. It's time once again to do a little thing we like to call mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show, and it's where mole will figure out some sort of thing that's going on. He will cast that something going on, then he will direct that something going on. But mole, what we don't know, what's going to be happening on this something that's going on today's mole play?
We head now to the island of Sicily, where okay. the owner of Mamma Mia's Amaretto is about to get news that Italian-American upcoming superstar Perry Caramelli would not taste his family's Amaretto recipe.
Because I got to drive
hold on,
home.
No, stop. He is a proud old Don Mamma Mia. And he sits on in his beautiful palazzo as he gets news from Scaremaster himself, who goes there to tell him that he's not going to drink the amaretto. Scaremaster, since you are like really Italian, you should be the Italian old
oh,
monster.
Oh, I can't be the old
no,
monster.
No, you got to be Scaremaster who tells him that you wouldn't try the amaretto. Mole play! The mobster greets him and
hey,
welcomes
what are
him
you
inside.
Doing? I got some amaretto. I need to eat it. I need it for you to taste.
I'm not gonna drink shit from you! I hate your fucking guts!
The mob's. The
oh
man,
my god.
Old man is disrespected.
Listen, it's not that you hated my fucking guts. What the fuck's going on? Okay. It's not that you hated my fucking guts. What it is that I see and I understand that you gotta drive her home. I'm just asking you to taste my stuff.
I'm not a shit cock! I love chicken cock! I'm gay! I'm proud to be gay! I identify with being gay! Please identify!
And
suddenly, wait, hold on a second.
I love sucking cock.
Yeah, wait.
I love sucking cock.
Scaremaster, stop.
No, I didn't say you do. I said I do. I love dick. Let me suck your dick.
Yeah, I know you love sucking dick.
I'm going to suck your dick and drink your fucking amaretto. I love cock. I love dick. I love it.
Shut up. You don't love cock. You're a fucking faggot.
No, yes, I am.
You're not even me, okay? You're being yourself.
I went over. I encouraged Randy Callahan to suck me off. I was the one that did it. I've lied all these years.
Don Mamamia is very upset with the disrespect that Scaremaster's brought to his famous palazzo.
Yeah, I want to suck you off. Let me eat your ass.
His anger grows.
Let me eat your ass.
His anger grows. He offers Scaremaster a cherry turnover.
Sorry.
He offers you.
Offer what you want. I'm not touching it.
Don Mamamia, you offer it to Scaremaster. His family's recipe.
You can all... Hey, here you go.
What is this?
So these are my turnovers of my family's the turnovers.
Let me eat it out of your ass! I want to eat it out of your ass and then suck it
back! Oh, God, get the fuck out. Get out of here.
I want to
get
fuck
out of here, you
I love fucking you! I love sucking cock!
Shut up. Don Mamamia puts the turnover in his tushy.
You're sick. No, I'm not. I don't want these pants all fucked up.
Oh, oh, oh!
Scammy, just put it like spread your legs. And put the turnover between you.
I love it! I love the smell of your ball sack!
You're disgusting.
My name is Scary Perry! I love sucking cock!
Don Mamamia is falling in love. Don Mamamia, he just ate the cherry.
You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting. You belch like a fucking idiot.
And that's Mo Play.
Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play. Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play. Mo Play!
I'm hungry for some Thai food.
Have a cherry turnover.
Thai food. No turnover, only Thai food.
Well, I see by the clock on the old wall that it is time to get the H-E double toothpicks out of here.
Whoa, Dan, there's no cough that kind of language.
There may be. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1, that's the number one. On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris, and then I'm also on Instagram, and I'm also on Vine. Catch all our Vine videos. Perry?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter. And I'm Perry F. Caravello on Facebook.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A B is in victory, double L-O.
And I'm The Real Malinsky on Twitter. And don't forget, hashtag, it ain't quitting.
It ain't quitting. And also, if you want, if you're in the Los Angeles area, come by the Comedy Store every night. I'm over there. And on Monday nights, I'm at the Ding Dong Show podcast through Death Squad. So you got to stop by and see that. You know, and don't forget, next week, this is the big week. We're going to do our VPN show. That's on the 28th, 7 p.m. on VPN. VPN. VPN.
The 28th, we're at the VPN studio. Okay.
Right. She's not coming. She's not coming.
Okay.
We don't have room. All right. So put her there, guys.
Big
three. Goodbye.